I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Boy, it's sure my pleasure to be back on the air again after a couple of years away, and I think I've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. And before we get to the heart of the matter, which will be basically around the idea of the human situation on planet Earth, I'd like to go into a little bit of an explanation about the idea of the show ET Yoga, how that came about and what that stands for. I know there are a lot of people who sometimes ask me, how can ETs do yoga? And the answer is pretty simple. The word yoga actually means union, and that union is union of you with your higher self. Thus, the ET information and aspect of the show concerns information that helps us on a spiritual journey toward that goal. And also in that frame of reference, some of the ancient yogic knowledge that is transpired and communicated on ET Yoga comes a lot from my own personal background, and first teachers were Sri Ramana Maharshi, Baba Ram Das, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Swami Satchidananda. So the information on ET Yoga is not about events that occur in the world. It's more focused on practical information that can help you on a spiritual journey. And I guess the motivation for me doing this show is it's an avenue for me to be able to share what I've learned over the course of a number of years regarding a spiritual journey, and having been blessed with some of the more well-known and prominent yoga masters on the planet, as well as now also incorporating a study and connected information with extraterrestrials. The extraterrestrial information primarily comes from Andromedan, Sirian, Pleiadian, Arcturian, and Esasani sources. And with reference to the term ET Yoga and union of you and your higher self, I'd like to refer to a couple comments made by Sri Swami Satchidananda with regards to focusing in on this concept of higher self or spirit, or in some ways we're talking about that which we can't truly describe nor define. There's no way to define the infinite. But whatever name or label or concept each person would like to use is applicable for them. And Swami Satchidananda used to say that the highest philosophy or the highest truth is that which neither the speaker nor the listener truly understands. Of course, the implication there that this concept can only be experienced. Recently, I also heard a very interesting take on that level of consciousness from a person called Teal Scott, and she has a YouTube video where she does talk about the Akashic Record. And for those not familiar with that term, Akashic Record, in kind of a simplified form, it's basically a record of all the thoughts that everyone has ever had throughout the course of the time of this universe. And it's a place that, although each dimensional level overlaps the other, can sort of be visualized in our kind of a common terminology as a library, with, say, the third floor being the third dimension and the fourth floor the fourth dimension, and et cetera, all the way up to the 10th dimension. And the sum total of all the information and thoughts contained in those 10 dimensions or floors could be conceptualized as the library, and could also be condensed into a point, and that point could be called infinity. And as she also points out, there are other infinities, and although that sounds a little bit strange at first, it's because there are other universes that were created under different conditions. And past the point of the 10th dimensional level, we would call that the zero-point field, or no point, which is basically a level where there's a sea of probability waves that we would call source, or the totality of collective consciousness, and not the expression of that consciousness. So it's her way of kind of describing a path or a way to connect with source. And I would highly recommend that particular YouTube video for those who would like more information concerning contacting different levels of that library called the Akashic Record. And another way to sort of approach the same idea in yogic terminology would be a technique taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And Sri Ramana Maharshi used to teach the Who Am I technique. And that particular technique kind of goes like this. If you take your full consciousness and focus it on a spot sort of in your ajna center or third eye center in the center of your head between the eyebrows, and try to place your totality of consciousness there while asking the question, who am I? And then the next phase would be focusing on the concept that I am not my body, I am not my internal organs, I am not my thoughts, I am not this spot. What spot? Now, that particular technique, certainly done not in a 10 or 15 or 20 second explanation, but done with thorough focus, a very, very powerful technique that Sri Ramana Maharshi used to teach to many of his advanced disciples. And again, that connection of what spot relates to that similar point that I just made regarding the Akashic, where you enter the zero-point field where there is no point. So what we're talking about on the concept of ET yoga is the word yoga in that reference. And I appreciate that many people in the West first became familiar with yoga through the process of hatha yoga, which primarily involves asanas and pranayamas, the breathing exercises and postures. But in point of fact, yoga has many different branches, and of course there are multiple names for different types of yoga. But in its ultimate sense, and for the purposes of ET yoga, yoga is seen as the union of you and your higher self. So when I was looking for a name for the show, it became pretty obvious to me that based on my background, which is a lot of extraterrestrial information and a lot of yogic information, that the marriage of ET and yoga became logical. And as a friend pointed out to me today, a new friend that asked the name of my show, and I said ET Yoga, he said, oh, perfect, suits you, just perfect. So that's the story about ET Yoga. The other thing that I would like to share is that during the course of coming up with an idea for the show of ET Yoga, one of the things I wanted to do was be able to provide on air a lot of information in a one-hour period. Now, many people find when the show used to be on a couple years back on BBS Radio that they found it useful to have a pen handy, because I do give some websites and make some references to people and comments, and that you might want to have that handy. And also, I'd like to throw out a challenge to the audience this evening, just to kind of go along with this particular challenge. Take and throw a positive spin, a positive emotional spin on hearing the show this evening. And even though you can't imagine any possible way that anything really positive is going to come from you hearing the show tonight, let's just throw a positive spin on that. And then when the show's near its climax, I'll ask that question again to kind of remind you that you threw that positive spin on the show, and have yourself do the judging concerning your experience. So that's a challenge I'm throwing out to the audience. Now, with reference to tonight's basic topic, which kind of called life on planet Earth, and it's definitely from the perspective of an individual who would be interested, let's say, in knowing what the ground rules are and the parameters of the situation with respect to raising frequency and becoming more in a level of consciousness headed towards being one with your higher self. And one of the concepts I'd like to share with you is certainly a concept that comes from Bashar. And if you haven't heard about Bashar, his website's at www.bashar.org, and that's B-A-S-H-A-R, Bashar. Bashar has stated that there are four laws that are prevalent in every dimension. And those four laws are, number one, that you exist. And you can't do much about that. You exist. And the implication, though, is quite interesting, that if you exist now, means you've always existed in some form or another. Now, based on the normal perspective of linear time, it becomes kind of hard to imagine. But if you think about time is more of an illusion, and at higher levels of consciousness, everything is in the now, then all things exist in the now. And if you exist now, then you've always existed. This also goes for the concept that's very difficult for the rational mind to comprehend with respect to us having simultaneous incarnations. The second law is that the one is the all, and the all are the one. And I guess a loose interpretation of that would be that you can perceive the universe from your particular one aspect, or you could perceive it as the all. And in point of fact, it is also possible to experience both simultaneously. The third law is that what you put out is what you get back. And I know many people in today's society can equate that situation with the concept known as the law of attraction. I'd kind of like to expand on that just a little bit, because I think a lot of people tend to think of that in terms of only energy that you're sort of putting out or doing to others, but it also relates specifically to beliefs, because as it turns out, you can't experience something in the outer world that you aren't already a frequency match for, and that directly connects to what you put out is what you get back. And we'll be going into more detail on that as the show progresses. And the fourth law is that change is the only constant. Although, interestingly enough, even changes to stasis, which then re-triggers the first three laws. So this is an extraterrestrial comment from Bashar, from the Sasani civilization. And he also has another awareness, let's say, of two objective facts in the universe. And he states that basically there are only two. Number one is that the universe was created with unconditional love. And second, that we have consciousness. Outside of that, nothing is an objective fact. In fact, even our concept of reality, in point of fact, there is no objective reality. Reality is the experience, although there is the idea of a consensus of reality. So when we're doing a spiritual journey, it's nice to kind of be aware of some of the parameters that we deal with, or what's the situation that we are placed in. And I guess the easiest way for me to start about talking about the basics of what I call ET yoga is the whole concepts as they revolve around belief. And it's more than just having a positive attitude. Positive attitude, very important, seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. But the whole concept of belief turns out to be absolutely, in my opinion, one of the biggest concepts to get a grasp on. Because even in quantum physics now, what they are basically showing now in computer simulation is that you can argue about the creator of the universal matrix or the universal hologram, or you can argue different aspects of either theology or spirituality about those levels of either speculation or direct experience. But one thing is becoming pretty clearly obvious, and that is that the world that we live in operates much the same as a holographic universal computer program. And in that respect, every computer program has an energy and a language of recognition, and it turns out that the energy is consciousness, and the language of recognition is belief. And in simplified terms, that means what you believe is. Interestingly enough, nothing's happening by chance, and nothing in the world is happening by chance to each of us. And one of the concepts that I like to call one of Bashar's big four is that thoughts, emotions, and definitions create our outer experience. Now, if you go a little bit deeper into that, what you start to realize is we get downloaded from beliefs from our original caregivers, and for the first number of years, 5 or 6 years of our life, we're basically downloading a lot of their beliefs. So as a mature person growing up in the world, at some point you need to kind of sort through those beliefs that don't serve you any longer and keep the ones that do. You know, thanking your initial caregivers for hopefully providing you with the best they knew at the time, but at the same time, being able to be your own person and going through and reinforcing those positive beliefs that you have, because in point of fact, what you experience is a mirror reflection of those beliefs. And in a more practical sense, this particular concept can be demonstrated in the term that we use, placebo effect. And for those that aren't totally familiar with placebo effect, in a simplified way, it's like an experiment where a doctor may administer a particular pill to a certain number of patients in a blind experiment, offer the same pill to another group, although the second group is really given sugar pills that don't actually logically have any relevance to the situation, yet the similar results are obtained from the group that got the sugar pill. Because why? Because they believe it. And unfortunately, in our society, we tend to spend more time focusing on coming up with more pills than focusing on the why the placebo effect works. And in my opinion, you can take the placebo effect and relate it to any area of life. It's not just true in the medical profession or in a medical circumstance. This is a fact of being, that your personal belief is what determines the experience. And another one of the Bashar's big four is that we have the ability to place a positive emotional spin on outer circumstances and obtain a positive experience. The reality is that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meaning. Thus, we place meaning on outer circumstances, give it an emotional spin, and that determines the experience that we have from it. And I think if we look back, especially for those of us in more mature years, look back on your lifespan, what you can see is that two children growing up in the same family, two people experiencing the same vacation, two people experiencing any specific period of time, their definition of how well or how exciting or how good it was basically depends on two big factors. Number one is what they choose to focus on, and second, the spin they put on it. So what we can see just from our own personal experience is that, yes, in point of fact, this is true. And I know it sometimes looks like certain things are negative, but given time, sometimes those negatives turn out to be the most learning experience we've ever had, and that there's always a silver lining. For example, it's like kind of almost like a coin having two sides. You really, there's no such thing as an event unless it has two sides. There's always a positive in there somewhere. There's always that special thing that may or may not become apparent depending on the spin you put on it. Similarly, like at the top of the show, when I asked the audience to place a positive spin on tonight's show, another one of the Bashar terms is that maybe you'll have what's called a Gilgamesh moment. In other words, apparently that used to be used in ancient times to describe in one of those aha moments. In fact, it's one of the reasons why a lot of people used to listen to ET Yoga. If the information was new, that's great, but maybe I expressed it in a certain way that was just a little bit different way to look at it, or maybe it was just that you already knew everything, but it was nice to be able to hear somebody else confirm it. So one of the things that I think is very important is the realization that one of the chief functions of the rational mind is to put positive spin on outer circumstance. And I really, again, would challenge the audience. I used to do many times on the old ET Yoga radio show. Take something that you view as negative and mark it down in a book. Here's a circumstance that you view as negative. Now throw a positive spin, emotional spin on it. Spend 5 minutes throwing emotional spin on it. And even if you say to yourself, I don't see any possible anything good could come from this, just try it. If you keep working with it, what you'll find is certain things will come to resolution quicker than others. Some take months, sometimes years. But if you work with this concept and work with this idea and you finally get it, I guarantee it'll blow your mind because it works. The other thing that's interesting to note in Bashar's philosophy, let's say, is that state of being is very important. In other words, your frequency, your emotional center. And what we're hearing more and more now is that the neural center in the heart puts out a frequency that's about 5,000 times stronger than the brain with respect to its magnetic attraction capabilities. So your emotional state is clearly vital. And I know there's a guy named Rupert Sheldrake who I believe that he talks about the interaction of emotion with the morphogenetic field is what determines your experience of physical reality. So, again, a very, very important concept around the whole concept of emotion. And, of course, in order to have an emotion, you have to have a definition of something first. So you define something in a certain way, and then the emotion is the reaction. Again, the whole concept of beliefs really ties into what I call the area of reality creation. And reality creation, to me, begins with beliefs because it's sort of like you are in the world and the world is a mere reflection to you. And if you want the world to smile, you can't frown into the mirror and go over to the mirror and try and move the corners of the mouth to make it smile. The way it works is you smile, the mirror has no choice but to smile back. And in this respect, we are all 100% responsible for our experience in 3D reality. And the sooner people realize that one, the sooner you can stop blaming any individual, former coach, former teacher, former spouse, former anybody, or blame anybody for anything, because in point of fact, that which you complain about, ironically, is what you create. And a couple other nice hints to know along that line are that the more you appreciate, the more the world will give you to appreciate. The more you complain, the more the world will give you to complain about, because what you focus on is what you're putting out, and what you put out, you get back. So it's a very interesting catch-22 there that we're involved with respect to our emotional energy and our beliefs and taking personal responsibility for your own experience. And in fact, if you think about it, it really frees a lot of people up from a lot of old baggage, let's say, with respect to them holding on to grudges or this whole area that people don't live in the now because many of them are too busy complaining about what's been done to them in the past. And I appreciate that. It's not that you are to blame. When I say 100% responsible, means you have response ability. It doesn't mean you're to blame either, because in point of fact, to become like involved in victim consciousness, there's three main signposts that indicate whether or not you're in a state of victim consciousness. One of them is complaint, one is blame, and one is justification. So as soon as you find yourself in any one of those situations, know that you're creating yourself as a victim. And clearly, victimhood is a big, big issue on planet Earth today. And, of course, we're getting a little help with becoming victims because, unfortunately, I guess, or fortunately, because you know, everything has its silver lining. Most of all areas of life on planet Earth have unseen controllers that are part of a control domination matrix, and that includes things like education, government, religion, banking, you name it. And at the very heart of these systems is clearly a system that's really not beneficial towards your spiritual growth. And one of the outgrowths, let's say, of spiritual yoga or ET yoga or going on a spiritual path is that at some point when you become more aware of exactly how the universe functions and how you can best function given the parameters that you're given, one of the things that you notice is how this also spills over into the area of health and healing yourself and healing others. And I started out basically not even thinking about those issues. They just came naturally in it. And I noticed when I analyzed that there was a point where when you reach a certain point of self-empowerment, and all these techniques that we've been talking about this evening are all around and associated with you becoming more self-empowered, what you can see is there's clearly a link over to the healing aspect. And that's why my website, which is www.etyoga.com, is called Healing the Known and the Unknown, because I do try to share lots of information concerning healing, and that'll be a focus of next week's program. Now, with respect to this topic about our situation on planet Earth, some interesting information put together from Pleiadian and Arcturian sources talks about that this human situation, of course, begins with this incarnation that we're in. And what basically happens is your higher self, which exists just outside the time-space continuum, splits off a fragment of itself that we would call a personality, and for the experience of having an earthly third-dimensional experience. And the real plus about that, I guess the good news for humans on this planet is that we are seen from other sources in the universe as being sort of the galactic lottery winners because of our amazing DNA and apparently our ability once we do transcend or ascend from and become one with our higher selves, that we have sort of the codes that allow us to go to any place in the universe. And it's just an amazing journey to be born in probably the most dense planet, at least that I can think of, and that many other ETs could think of. So we're going sort of like, it's almost like by going deep into the density and deep into the fear-based planet, it's like pulling back the a rubber band and pulling it back. And but when we let go and we fly, we're really gonna fly, and we're really going to expand and reach our full potential. And so the whole concept then begins with the separation from the higher self at birth. So a portion of the higher self splits off and becomes this incarnation for the experience. Keeping in mind there's no objective reality, reality is the experience, thus most repeating issues that we would come across in our life from the primary fear of separation. So we have the fear of separation from loved ones, from possessions, from health, from happiness, and from life. And the causal life for this primary fear of separation is when you first took embodiment in the third dimension and experienced the terrifying separation from yourself. And the separation from all that is in fact an illusion, and this illusion only exists in the lower worlds of the third and fourth dimensions. It's the pain of this separation that holds the matrix of the physical hologram in place. And when the illusion of separation is released, the pain is healed, and the illusion no longer has a structure to hold on to. it then pops like a soap bubble. And when the illusion of separation is released, you can begin to remember your true multidimensional self and ground it in the third dimension. I should also point out that in Atlantis times, everyone's Merkaba was activated. Now, the Merkaba is an energy field around every living thing in this universe. In fact, my own visual representation of the Earth ascending is when the counter-rotating tetrahedrons that surround the Earth, when they rotate and spin in a balanced way faster than the speed of light, then there is an immediate ascension into the next dimension. And this kind of, for some reason, it reminds me of the fact that it, also during the separation of from higher self, there was no original sin. This is the idea that we were born is not a sin. Being born is, in fact, the whole idea is for the experience. And in fact, in Sumerian times, apparently the word sin meant genetic defect. Now, to that definition, I could agree that we've all had our DNAs manipulated, and in some respects, we are genetic defects, but we still have all the DNA in place, and we're kind of like a hairdryer that's not been plugged in. Further, you do not require an intermediary to connect with a prime creator. Nor can anybody offer you something which you already possess, which is everlasting life. If you exist now, you've always existed, as mentioned before. So these concepts about becoming one with higher self is one that, if you so choose, you know, to have teachers or be connected in some way with people that share those beliefs and you share them, well, I mean, I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm just here to share my perspective that it's not a requirement. Now, the most obvious continuation of frequency control in modern times, from my point of view, is television, because it makes you focus on the external world, which in turn generates beta brainwaves. So creative thoughts occur in alpha state. And the news also puts a spin on outer circumstances with a huge dose of fear and is a form of reality creation. And as I mentioned previously, the first touching point for reality creation to me is clearly your beliefs. And the next point of reality creation would be related to the idea of placing positive spin on outer circumstance, because you actually do change your experience of reality. And the third level of manifestation, or what I call reality creation, would be conscious manifestation. Of course, at the next dimensional level, whatever you think immediately manifests, we experience something like that in the earth plane, but a big gap or delay in sometimes our thought and belief mixed with emotion, which creates outer reality. And there's sometimes there's a delay factor on this planet, so we don't immediately see that, but it's still there. In fact, this whole concept about you're not being able to experience anything in the outer world unless you're a frequency match to it. Now, to me, this is a really important concept, this whole idea of frequency matches. If you're experiencing something, means that you are a frequency match for that. And similarly, in your relationships, your partner, you and your partner are frequency matches, otherwise you wouldn't be able to coexist in the same space. So This whole idea of what you put out is what you get back tied into thought creates. And to me, this is one of the big messages from the extraterrestrial information that's come forth on this planet, is that the whole idea that that thought creates is huge. Or you could replace that with the idea that belief creates. Because belief does create. If you absolutely 100% believe something, it won't be long before it shows up. And similarly, if you're focusing on things you're afraid of by worry or by fear, you will also attract them. So it's definitely a dual-edged sword. I would also like to mention that with respect to visualizing, that there is clearly an optimum result when people make a heart-brain coherence. And one of the frequencies that allows you to get into that state is the feeling of gratitude. In fact, there have been experiments done with people that express the emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion. And it so turns out that these are actually antidotes to disease, because disease is actually a lower frequency vibration, and these energies are higher frequency vibrations. In fact, as Bashar points out, that your true compass towards doing what your higher self would like you to do would be to follow your excitement and follow your joy, because those, when you are in alignment with your higher self, those are the emotions that you're going to experience, joy and magic and peace and excitement, feeling good. Those are the positives. When you're doing or thinking things that are not in alignment with your higher self, that's where you get into negative emotion. And also, of course, because there's a concerted effort on this planet to promote fear, actually in some regards, you can actually make fear a friend. For example, it's kind of like a piano board with a key that's out of tune, and the key that's out of tune representing fear. Sometimes you could even go, oh, joy, another fear. Here's another opportunity to learn, another opportunity to place that false thinking into or illusion and put throwing light on it and then turning that fear into joy. So even something as base as fear can have its a very positive aspect to it. Now, I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but I did talk to the guys in the booth about this time of the evening, near the top of the hour, and I was hoping to share with you this evening a little taste of extraterrestrial material. Coming from the originator was Bashar. And he has a meditation, takes only about 7 minutes, but it's called the XYZ Meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably, or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths, and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. and faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety- on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Hari Om again, everyone, and I hope you really enjoyed that extraterrestrial meditation. So I guess this would be a time for me to kind of bring up the idea of if you put positive spin on the show at the top and you were listening at that time, here's my hope that you found you had a positive experience. And that you might take that technique and use it someplace in your life. I really enjoy hearing and getting emails from people that have successfully used techniques that they heard about on ET Yoga. And my website is www.etyoga.com. And there's a contact button there. So if you have any suggestions for future shows, if you have comments about anything that I mentioned on the show, I'm even interested in criticism. Take it all in and use what I can use as I, whatever I put out, you can use whatever you can use. And also with reference to that website, lots of interesting tools that would help for navigating the current life on planet Earth. There's meditations there, including mantra and Merkaba meditations, breathing exercises, pranayams, as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, pillar of light technique, this XYZ extraterrestrial meditations also available at the website, spinning techniques from the Pleiadians, a virtual one-stop shop for self-empowerment and healing, basically, is what I try to make available at my website. And next week, I'll be focusing a lot about information to assist those people that are on the spiritual path to help them gain and more understanding concerning the whole concept around healing and distancing themselves from mainstream medical. And I'd just like to say I've really enjoyed being back on air again, and I'd like to say thanks to all the people that have rejoined listening to ET Yoga and to new listeners. Appreciate your comments. And I sincerely wish everyone out there full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.